This is Gaming Insurrection editor Lindsay Mosley, and we're talking about the rise and fall of the Mortal Kombat franchise for episode 2, week 2 of the Editor's Weekly Podcast. And this week I'm joined by my partner in crime, Jamie Mosley. Say what's up, Jamie.
What's up?
Yeah, Jamie's an old school player. He remembers the heyday of Mortal Kombat and what made the series awesome and what made the series suck. So he's graciously decided to stop by and talk about stuff dealing with Mortal Kombat.
Yay!
So, let's get into the thick of things with Mortal Kombat. It was 1992. What were you doing?
1992? I was just trying to make it through high school.
Yeah, what year did you graduate? Was it 94?
I graduated in 1994, June of 1994.
Yeah, I was, in 92, I was, wow, what was I doing in 92? I was 11, I was 10, almost 11. Oh, I was getting ready to start the sixth grade. And I remember, vaguely, I remember when Mortal Kombat came out at home, the first Mortal Kombat. People were paying like $70 for a cartridge on Super Nintendo and $70 on the Genesis. And like, I go back and play it now and it's like, dude, why would you pay that kind of money for this? I mean, I understand it was revolutionary for its time, but not $70 revolutionary.
They were paying that much in the arcade when they were playing it, so it didn't really make a difference.
I suppose. I mean, I didn't play the first one in the arcade at all. Like, I mean, I played a little bit, but it was kind of, I might play this if I have time to sit down and play it, but otherwise, I'm going to go play some X-Men.
I didn't get to play it in arcade. I actually didn't play it after it was banned, and it was really interesting. I left school early one day, you know, I wasn't supposed to, but I left school early one day, and I stopped to get some gas, and inside the gas station, there was an MK machine hidden over there on the side.
That must have been nice.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was hidden by Doritos or something like that and everything. I went over to the side, and the only way you could see it is you had to go to the bathroom. So I walked over there, and it was like, press start to play. Well, I had to play it. And I remember going back to school and telling all my friends, and they all showed up there after we got out of school to play Mortal Kombat.
We didn't, we had one machine at Aladdin's Castle in Columbia, and it was, I guess people played it all the time. I didn't really pay it a whole lot of attention, but I guess people played it, because it was fairly popular. Like, Mortal Kombat itself as a franchise was fairly popular there. And I remember I was, let me think, when did we get married? It was 2004, so I must have been 23. Well, I was 24. I was 23 when I saw the last MK1 machine I'd ever got a chance to, like, really pay attention to. It was in New York, and they had it in this arcade that had an underground section. It's like on West 45th Street, I think. And I remember very excitedly going in about midnight, because I was there for work, and it was my day off, and I got to go around and look at stuff, and I found this arcade, and I was like, oh, I'll go in here and see what's, hey, it's an MK1 machine. Oh my gosh. If I had a camera phone right now, I would take a picture. But I didn't have my camera with me, and I didn't have a camera phone at the time, so. But it was, that machine, it was in good working condition, and I got to play it a little bit. I died horribly, and the guard that was standing there at the arcade was kind of sitting there looking at me like, why are you in here at midnight playing Mortal Kombat? I was like, you don't understand, dude. This machine is, like, rare in America. And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and went on about his business. But, yeah, MK1 was real, it was kind of hit or miss. I mean, if you could find one and you could play it, that's great. But most people, like, hung around for two.
Yeah, well, most people have to realize that MK1, they figured wasn't going to be such a huge hit. They were just basically making it as a joke. And
yeah, it was a joke game.
They didn't realize that people will take such joy in defeating their foes in the most bloody way possible, such as ripping off someone's heart.
Yeah, if you can rip somebody's heart out, that was really gory, and I was like, my God, Kano, what? Ew.
Had lots of violence in it, lots and lots
of
violence.
Oh, it was just gratuitous amounts of violence.
Gratuitous.
I was like, the fact that Sub-Zero was snatching people's spines out and, you know.
Oh, he ripped the skull. Yeah, it was the skull and
the
spine.
It was skull and the spine. He snatched his skull out and it's swinging in the wind, as the caption said once in one of the gaming magazines. And I was just like, this is gory. Like, what? I guess this is supposed to be appeal to teenage boys. I mean, I was a preteen girl, so, I mean,
it appealed to Americans, because I've seen lots of girls play it, too.
Yeah, I see, I was raised in that culture where girls didn't play video games, but, like,
and you call my country backwoods.
Yeah, Greenwood's backwoods. I ain't gonna lie, Greenwood's kind of country. But I'll give them props for being, you know, gender-forward. Looking more so than Columbia, because Columbia was behind the times on that kind of thing. We didn't have, like, girls just going around playing video games. I was, like, one of the only ones that I knew that actually played seriously, like, really, really played seriously. So, I mean, it was real rare if there was any other girls in the arcade, and then none of them were playing, except for me, really, I guess. It would have been nice to play against other girls, but I guess.
I don't know. I mean, most girls that we had in our group, they didn't care if they played against girls or boys, so they didn't care.
I mean, I would have liked varied competition. All I had was boys to play against, and some of them kind of, you know, sneered or whatever, like, oh, it's a girl. I'm like,
if I lose to a girl, I'll never hear the end of it. But if I beat this girl, I'll never hear the end of it.
I was like, get over it, dude. I play just like y'all do. I mean, I just don't have a wang. I mean, like, I don't understand. What's the difference in me playing and if I were a girl and if I were a boy? I mean,
the first girl that I remember playing.
I'm a Beyonce song.
the first girl I remember playing in the arcade, I probably was playing Mortal Kombat, one of the Mortal Kombats and everything. And she came over to me, and she said, you mind if I play? And I said, you got tokens like everybody else? You put them in, you just get beat down. She beat me down horribly.
That's what you get.
But it was fine, because at the time, the attendant of the arcade, that was his fiance. So I expected that.
Yeah, I didn't have multiple girls coming in. I mean, we had girls come in, but they were mostly with their boyfriends, and they were doing stupid junk, like hanging on machines, and I'm like, can you get off the machine, please? I mean, if you're not going to serve any purpose here, you need to get off the machine. Seriously. I'm going to punch you in the face. And I was like, I mean, seriously, like, it was ridiculous. And then, of course, I couldn't get away with claiming not knowing how to play, because I mean, the guys already knew who I was, and then they were like, oh, you're that chick that's been playing for a little bit. Nah, I don't think we're going to fight you today. I don't want to lose. And I'm like, I mean, come on, I got to get practice somehow. Come on.
Yeah.
Help us out.
we just didn't care. We didn't think anything about it.
I don't know. I was impressed by the guys that played. Not so much the girls that came in. They were really obnoxious, I guess. And I couldn't relate to any of them because they were more concerned about, you know, going wherever with their boyfriends. And I'm like, hey, you know, this is a perfect chance to get a date with somebody.
Yeah.
Talk about Mortal Kombat, but I don't know. MK2 was, MK2 was like my watershed moment. That's where I learned how to act in the arcade. If you heard last week's podcast, I was talking about how my mentor, this guy named Ken, like hooked me up with some skills and was very kind and gracious enough to teach me how to play. And once I got the hang of playing with MK2, I learned about arcade etiquette and, you know, how to act and be civilized in an arcade.
Don't get punched in the face.
Yeah, that's the good old Georgia thread on shoryuken.com. Don't get punched
in the face because you messing up the line, buddy. You getting punched in the face.
Yeah, the don't get punched in the face thread. Right. But yeah, I mean, people, you learn not to, like, jump people in the line. I mean, that's just common sense stuff, but
you can look at a token and tell which one was yours.
Yeah, you knew what your order was in placing your tokens up there, and you better not, like, try to claim somebody else's token either.
Get punched in the face.
We didn't come to blows, but people knew better than to pull that mess. It was too many people in there for that. And people kept up with where they were in the line.
And Greenwood, where you can get in a fight almost at any time. There was never a fight in the arcade because of tokens. Or someone breaking arcade etiquette. It's usually over some stupid girl doing something stupid to another guy. But other than that, there was no fights in the arcade.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have fights either, but I mean, you best believe, you cheat. That's it.
We didn't have to fight. We had Mortal Kombat that gave us gratuitous amounts of violence.
We had, you could find a fight if you want to in Columbia, but MK2 didn't inspire people to fight. I mean, if you were at Columbia Mall, yeah, you might get shot. But chances are you wouldn't go get shot at the arcade. You might get shot in the food court once they instituted the food court, but I mean, you ain't gonna get shot at the arcade, so. I mean, because people were too busy trying to pull combos off in MK2 and MK3. So, I mean,
yep.
You didn't have to worry about getting shot.
Good old MK2.
You might get shot at in the parking lot.
But my first character I learned how to play with on MK2 was, wait for it, Jax.
Why am I not surprised?
I had to pick the angry black man.
Always got to pick the angry black man.
And it's not because he was an angry black man. It was because he said, gotcha. That was the only reason.
My first character I learned how to play was Sub-Zero. I learned how to throw ice and do quarter circle motions with it. Because I didn't play Street Fighter, so I didn't really understand. Well, I kind of sort of played it a little bit, but I didn't really understand the whole concept behind throwing fireballs and all that till I played Mortal Kombat. And then I went back and played Street Fighter, and I was like, oh, okay, this is easy now. I understand what that means. But yeah, I played Sub-Zero as my first character. And then I decided I was going to play Katana. I got started playing Katana. I picked up Scorpion somewhere along the way. I don't know where.
Scorpion was my second character.
I picked up Scorpion. I think it was way later once I got home and I learned.
And the only reason I picked Scorpion because he threw the spear and it stuck you dead in the throat. And the only thing we thought was, he should be dead.
Yes, you should be very dead if you get stuck in the throat with a spear. I mean, seriously, like, people are grabbing their throats. Clearly making animation to grab their throats. Yeah, you should be dead. I don't understand how people, like, don't die from that. But
gratuitous amounts of violence. And I think that was the reason why Mortal Kombat was more successful at that time than anything else. Because it wasn't just a violent game. It was an overabundance of violence in just one game.
I mean, you could, like, uppercut people. And
you punch someone and, like, 3 pints of blood already flowing from their face.
Yeah, and then they, like, fly up and after you uppercut them, it's like, wow, this is cartoonish violence, but good God, this is awesome.
It was awesome. And that was the reason why they wanted the first one banned, because it wasn't so cartoony.
Oh, no, the first one was serious. They were dead serious.
It wasn't so cartoony. But the only thing I thought about was, I've watched boxing matches. I've seen uppercuts. I've never seen anyone fly off the mat like that.
This is like punch out on crack, man.
And then you got those men who all of a sudden does like random flying kick for no reason at like Mach speed and kick someone in the chest. Caves in the chest, but they get up.
Yeah. And then you got a dude in the background screaming out, "Finish him!" I'm like, my God, what? Wait, what do you mean finish him? And then,
he gonna be dead.
I know, I was like, oh my God, he meant finishing moves like death?
Remember in the first one when you were on a pit stage and all you had to do was just uppercut him to kill him off in the pit?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Oh, priceless. They should have stayed with that.
I thought that was slightly ridiculous.
They should have stayed with that, though.
It was...
That's why all those noobs who didn't know how to fight and everything, they didn't know any finishing moves, but on that one stage, you're going to die.
I like the, I liked about one and two, I like the music. Because Dan Forden was serious about his music in Mortal Kombat 1 and 2.
They did have good music.
Like, I like the throne room stage in one, where Shang Tsung's sitting on the throne and he's like watching you.
Shang T Song.
I was like,
I like the old guy Shang Tsung.
I liked him too. He was kind of awesome.
Remind me of a Wu-Tang movie as he was floating around,
which is what it was inspired by. Like they really wanted it to be a Wu-Tang film, like a real. Now we ain't talking about Wu-Tang Clan people. Now come on, we talking about Wu-Tang, like the actual ninja clan and martial arts clan, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Not Shaq Fu. Wu-Tang.
I liked the music in one. Especially like in the throne room. Because that was hot. Especially when you got to the part where they said finish him. And then like they had that little music on in the background. He's like, oh crap. Somebody about to die.
Someone's about to die. And you got like 2 bars of music to hurry up and do it.
Yeah. The music told you just how long you had before you had to kill somebody.
It's like being on Jeopardy.
Yes. They did have like a little Jeopardy thing to tell you. You better hurry up.
Finish him. Do 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 do. Ah!
I like the music in 3 too. I mean, I liked all the music in Mortal Kombat up until probably, I even like 1 or 2 themes in 4. Like, I like Goro's theme in 4. Goro's theme in 4 was pretty hot.
Good old 4.
But the 4 surrounding it was crap.
There was a lot of people who didn't like 4. But, if you had a sense of humor and had lots of it, I swear, you can hear Reptile grab the man by the neck and say, "I want your money."
Yes, he does say, "I want your money." I swear he does.
He says, "I want your money." Sub-Zero says, "Damn piano." That was
Scorpion
one
says...
Oh, Scorpion says, when he pulls out a sword, hold on just 1 second.
Somebody else says, "Oh, look at this," or something. Was that Johnny Cage? I thought.
No. No, it was Jack say, "Oh, look at that."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when he does his,
He does his Johnny Cage ripoff, his shoulder rush.
His shoulder rush.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That was a good game. I don't care what anyone said. It was a classic.
I like the only character I really even liked in 4, and I tried playing 4. I did. I did give it a good chance. I played with Sub-Zero. I tried playing with Scorpion. And I like Rico.
Rico was game breaking.
Yeah, Rico was kind of game breaking. I mean, I give him that.
There was very few things you can do that Rico couldn't find a counter to. Rico was nasty. Sub-Zero was pretty good. Scorpion was nasty in combos. But all around, I'm going to completely beat you down. There's very few things you can do was Rico. Had it not been for the maximum damage that stops you in the middle of it, Rico could do 100% easily.
Yes. Yeah, he was like the pre... what was the revision on 3? that they wound up sticking with. I want to say 3.1. But I know 2 was 3.1. They stopped at revision 3.1.
Maybe it was on 2.
But, yeah, he was like the Cyrax of he was like the original Cyrax and the original Sub-Zero and Cabal of MK4. Because if anybody will recall, in MK3, Cyrax, Sub-Zero, and Unmasked Sub-Zero, mind you, not the trilogy, Masked Sub-Zero. Unmasked Sub-Zero.
Good old Sub-Zero who can block you whether you, who can freeze you whether you block
it or not. Yeah, he in the original versions of it, they had to take that out because he was able to block. He could throw ice at you, you'd be blocking, and he'd still freeze you, and you're in the block animation.
No, he didn't throw ice at you. He did his ice clone on top of you where you're blocked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've seen him where he's throwing ice at you, and you've been the computer clearly was blocking it. They were in block animation.
But the computer always messed that up at the beginning. But against human players.
Yeah, I've seen them do ice clone. And
you jump over there and someone's holding the block button, you automatically freeze them. I've even seen people get froze after their uppercut Sub-Zero out of the air and they're still frozen because he did his ice clone at the same time.
Yeah. So. They had to change the ice clone. I don't like how they changed it because they wound up making it so that if you block the ice clone.
If you're too close.
Or you're too close, it disappears immediately. It doesn't leave an ice clone. I was like, well, that completely makes the move useless now. Thanks.
That's the only thing they could do.
Well, I didn't particularly care for Sub-Zero. I mean, I played Sub-Zero, but my character in 3 was Sindel. Sindel was my girl. I mean, I could do all kinds of stuff with Sindel.
In 3... And Ultimate, I'll probably have to say that I played a lot of it, but the one I wanted to play the most was Ermac, and I just couldn't get his timing down because he seemed to be... He was like the Mortal Kombat franchise. He was full of gratuitous amounts of violence.
Yeah.
He would be on one side of the screen dishing out damage, then he teleports to the other side, do massive combos, and then he shows back up on the other side after you just fell down.
Yeah, our friend Kaya Hicks hipped me to the gratuitous amounts of violence that is Ermac in Trilogy. And I was just like, Kaya, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
this is absolutely ridiculous.
He and Ted Keen had some really nasty stuff with him.
Yeah. Yeah, they made me want to pick up Mortal Kombat again and try again after years of not playing. And especially when I found out that they were MK players, and they found out that I played, and we were like, hey, we should get up together and play sometimes. I still haven't played Kaya, but I played Ted, and I mean, that was like an ultimate goal for me, was to be able to beat Ted at least once. Because Ted was really, really, really good at Mortal Kombat. I mean, really good. And once I actually beat Ted, it was kind of like, wow. I can stop playing now. I can stop playing now. Though I would love to meet up and play for once. Jim M.K. Fink. I don't know what that dude's doing now, but he was once ranked. He was like the number one Mortal Kombat player in the world. He was telling Midway stuff that they didn't even know about the game. And...
Because Midway didn't realize the game was full of so much gratuitous amounts of violence. That seems to be the theme of Mortal Kombat.
Gratuitous amounts of violence. Yes, it is a power thirst. It's a power thirst knockoff. Yes, where you too can kick someone with your energy legs.
Or Johnny Cage shadow kick.
Yeah, we have a couple of videos of us playing under my YouTube account, and in said videos, I get kicked in the chest by Johnny Cage several times, and my character just kind of stands there for a few seconds, because I had to regroup for a few seconds. I was like, my God, you just kicked me in the chest! Like, what am I supposed to do after that? Like, jump back over there? No! I'm just going to get uppercut if I do.
Don't get kicked in the chest?
I mean, there was nothing I could do about that. He pulled off like a 4-hit combo, and I got kicked in the chest with a very strong shadow kick. And I was like, What am I supposed to do now? Then I realized, oh wait, I'm playing with Katana. I have many options to employ to get around getting kicked in the chest a couple of times.
You still got kicked in the chest a couple more times.
Hey, that's only because I was caught unawares. But shortly thereafter,
that's the only way. I mean, I'm not like the computer. The computer says it's la-di-da, round one, fight. You're fighting against Johnny Cage. What's the first one everyone do in Mortal Kombat 2? They duck down. Because there's a shadow kick or he's going to jump.
He's either going to jump, he's going to shadow kick, or he's going to throw a high energy shot.
Yes.
He's going to throw a high energy shot.
So either way, you're safe. Against the human characters, when you're playing Johnny Cage, the first thing you always see your opponent does is they duck down when they see it's Johnny Cage. Round one fight, they duck down. So you walk over there and you throw. Now they're completely thrown off because they don't know what to do. So they get up. You kick them in the chest. Now they duck down again.
Well, sometimes I realize that after having played you numerous times now, since we've been together, that it pays if I don't duck down. See, you're concerned because if I jump over there, it's not going to be good when I land. Especially if I'm playing with Katana. It might not be good when I land. Chances are you're going to get hit by a fan. Or you're going to get a square wave flight in the face when you try to jump over me. I mean, like, I've learned now, just don't even duck down against you. And if I get uppercut, don't jump back over there.
That's just the reason why you keep getting kicked in the chest.
Well,
when I'm fighting with Jax, and you jump over there.
Man, screw Jax. I hate Jax. Let me tell you all about Jax. Jax is ridiculous in 2. He is absolutely ridiculous. He is out of control. He is so out of control.
Gratuitous amounts of
body. I mean, really.
And one black guy.
I was like, you know what? Somebody need to put his ass down. Because he is just out of control. Somebody just need to put him down. Somebody need to just go and put him to sleep and just knock him out.
Jax lives forever.
Whatever. I was just like, Jax is out of control.
Jax will kill anybody for no reason.
Yes, My Way Entertainment. We just stole your line. He can't be talking about me. He can't be serious. Awesome. Yeah, Two is all about mind games. If you can sucker the other person into doing something really dumb, you can do a lot of damage very, very, very quickly. And, I mean, it's not uncommon for matches to end, like, within 10 seconds. Yeah. If the two people know what they're doing, and they're using, like, aggressive characters. We were talking about this earlier, like, aggressive characters in 2. Melina, she is straight rushdown. She is all about rushdown. She's all about being aggressive. And she can punish you if you make mistakes. She's a rushdown punisher. Like, I mean, if you jump, she can easily teleport kick you out of your jump. And there really ain't much you can do about it.
Unless you're Jax.
Yes, unless you're Jax. Because Jax can just stop that with a backbreaker in midair. I mean, he's ridiculous.
Gotcha. I'm going to pound the ground. There's nothing you can do because you're already laying down there.
Yeah.
But now you're ducking down, so I'm going to sweep. Now you're standing up. Gotcha.
I was like, he's ridiculous. But
So are you saying that Mortal Kombat 2 was the best Mortal Kombat they made?
Okay, how many are we considering here? Like,
all of them.
What are we stopping at? We gotta have a limit, because they just need to be stopped. You know what? This ain't no P. Diddy song. We will be stopped.
I do not count Mortal Kombat 5. I don't count that.
I don't count anything past 4. And
I count Armageddon. Armageddon was pretty decent, I have to say.
Armageddon was crap, okay? Let's just put it on the table right now.
Armageddon
was crap.
Midway's version of having Marvel vs. Capcom. Because you had so many characters at one time, you didn't know who to choose.
Don't even get me started on broke ass games such as MVC2.
You didn't know where to start. You're just like, who do I pick? Oh yeah, I just got this game. I have to unlock everybody.
Duo team attack finish indeed. We
you didn't have that in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's why it blew.
I like Armageddon.
No, Armageddon was crap. Okay.
I like Armageddon.
If you were like me and you started with two. And then you saw the progression from 2 to, like, Armageddon. You're like, who is making this? Is anybody sitting down and playing these games?
Yes.
Is anybody sitting down and playing this hot mess?
They were all playing it. And they said Armageddon has 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Now, Shaolin Monks was also really
okay,
good.
I'll give Shaolin Monks its due. I'll give it its due. Shaolin Monks was kind of hot. Being a fan of MK2 and MK3, I'll give Shaolin Monks its due. It's what Sub-Zero Mythologies should have been. Okay? It should have been that. But, I mean, you know, Mythologies has a special place in my heart.
Are you saying you put Sub-Zero Mythologies in with the rest of the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. John Tobias developed it. I'll give it that.
I'm just saying.
It been worked on a little bit, too.
That one button you have to turn around and that thing, that was a little aggravating.
The map is mine, Sub-Zero. I have played a lot of Mythologies.
And I'm not even going to mention the Jax game.
Stop it.
It's like the Mortal Kombat 2 movie. It didn't happen.
Oh.
It's just going to keep
going. Oh, you hurting me.
I can't really take away the Mortal Kombat movie because the Scorpion Sub-Zero fight was pretty good.
Scorpion Sub-Zero fight made the entire movie.
I did have some problems with the Jax and Cyrax and Sonya fight.
I don't even understand that. And Sindel, as over the top as she was,
she's dramatic.
She stayed true to character.
She's dramatic.
I mean, when she screamed at the mountain, I was kind of like, hey, that's kind of hot.
The only thing I want to know is, when did you see Shao Kahn turn into an animal?
He ain't never turned into an animal. He didn't need animalities, first of all. He didn't even need animalities. Second of all, much as I love that dude, because he was in Sex and the City, James Remar, he is not Shao Kahn, okay? He's not Shao Kahn.
He did have the voice over though.
No. He was awful.
He was supposed to look mean and evil, and he did.
Oh, he didn't look evil.
But I'm saying all that because
I think of him as Richard Wright from Sex and the City.
I attribute that movie to part of the fall of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that was the definite fall. Oh, they hit rock bottom.
I think by that time, Americans have had enough of gratuitous amounts of violence.
I mean, it was just violence for the sake of violence.
The movie wasn't really that violent.
I don't even know what was going on there. You remember the MK2 commercial, though? That's what the movie should have been.
Yes.
The MK2, the live-action MK2 commercial. Yes,
I remember that.
With like, real Katana fans. I remember watching it on TV. My mom just, like, called me in, and she was like, oh my God, you gotta see this. They released a commercial for MK2, and I come running in there, and she's like, watch this, this is so awesome. And she was like, I think it's for MK2. And I was like, yes, Mama, that's Katana. She's got real fans. It was hot. It was actually kind of hot.
The only thing I remember about that movie, what was it? Annihilation is the name of it?
Oh, God. We need to annihilate it from our memories.
The only thing I remember, other than the Sub-Zero and Scorpion fight, and Liu Kang being played like a punk in that.
Oh, end of that fight. Gracious!
Was Sindel dancing around on the little table, spinning around.
Yes, she was doing, I'm not sure what she was doing.
She's just spinning around, and these people just looking up at her like, she's dancing. Should I pull out money or something? Now she's gone.
She teleported. I'm guessing she teleported. I'm guessing. I remember that scene, but I don't even remember what was going on.
I don't even remember that.
That point, I had just suspended so much disbelief.
I think I wanted to demand my money back when I seen Noob Saibot come out of Ermac.
Yeah, what? What the hell was that about?
Not to mention Shao Kahn kills off Rain before Rain even do anything.
No, he killed off Shiva.
He did kill Shiva.
He dropped something on Shiva, and I'm like, why would he kill Shiva? He ain't gonna kill Shiva.
Hit Rain in like the chest and
then. Yeah, hit him with his hammer and he knocked him in the fire.
Yeah, he's like, I won't fail you again. No, you would not. I was like, we didn't see him do anything cool. He was in Trilogy. What's going on?
I don't even understand what that whole movie was about.
Remember the USA Mortal Kombat cartoons?
It's combat time! I did. I stayed up and watched it every Saturday morning just about. And it was awful.
Back then, I thought it was okay. I thought it was fun because I figured it's not supposed to be exactly about the video game, but at least you're showing the characters. It's something I can watch. As an adult watching it, I have to think, other than the gratuitous amounts of violence, because it was on that show, I don't think there was a real leader. I think Strikers are supposed to be in charge, but Sonya always took over. And there was all these sexual innuendos that show up for no reason.
Yes, that was really weird.
All of a sudden, there was in one episode, I think Jax claimed that he used to be obese and he was sensitive about it. I was, where all this is coming from?
I don't even know what that was about. Speaking of which, did you know the motion capture actor for Jax in the games was actually on Jerry Springer? Once as one of the good guys yes. that one of the girls was supposed to be dating.
Yes.
Because, and then I thought about it much later. John Parrish was his name. John Parrish,
like he's dead.
He's not dead, as far as I know, he's not dead.
Parrish will live forever as Jax.
John Parrish, he really was that buff, too. He was good. God, that man was good looking.
John Parrish. If you're listening, you should get your own TV show as Major Jackson Britt. And what you should do then is have it like a Jerry Springer style. And you just yell out, it's combat time. And you see people be beaten up. That's what they need to do. That would have brought Midway back.
I realized that all of those things were in Chicago.
Yes.
All of that stuff was done in Chicago, as was, you know, Jerry Springer. So, it kind of made sense. He's like one of the few from the show that was actually on there. But, I don't know. I was just like, Mortal Kombat, what are y'all doing? Like, first of all, my favorite out of the entire series is probably 2. Okay, I like 3, but 3 is not my favorite. They should have stopped with 3. Matter of fact, Trilogy should have been 3. That should have just been it. Like, just done. Just, no, but they had to milk the cow. They had to just keep milking it. Whole thing.
I wouldn't complain about Trilogy, you know, because you had the Mr. Bentley rating.
I mean, I like...
the nastiness that was Kano with nothing but elbow shots.
You talking about the PlayStation version of Trilogy.
Of course.
I played the 64 version of Trilogy.
It had gratuitous amounts of violence. Although, you're playing the PlayStation version, you have to turn Shang Tsung's Morse off.
Yeah, because otherwise it'll slow the game down.
Oh, he'll pause when he's trying to morph.
Yes, I've actually played it and I was like, my God, what is this mess?
It's like, finish him.
The game had to pause and think about doing finishing moves there for a minute, too.
Brutalities, you can do it all day long, though.
Oh, my gosh. Again, another feature of Mortal Kombat that was completely unnecessary.
They're picking at them own at their own selves.
I know they were, but they didn't need to. Like, that was completely unnecessary. Well, they didn't need that.
Most people didn't know they had that such a hand and killer instinct, so. When they did Ultras, and people liked Ultras, because Killer Instinct had gratuitous amounts of violence.
Killer Instinct was a joke upon a joke upon a joke.
But it had lots and lots of violence.
Had nice music, though.
And strangely enough, I think they had more blood come out of their bodies than Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Especially in Gold. They did.
Yes.
KI Gold, which is, you know, the penultimate version of KI, if you're going to play it at all. I guess, I mean, the first one was really good. I couldn't get into Killer Instinct because right about the time the Killer Instinct came out, which would have been 94, late 93, early 94, I was playing Mortal Kombat. So, I mean, I really wasn't, like, paying it a whole lot of attention, but...
I played Mortal Kombat, and when I got beat on Mortal Kombat, went on and played Killer Instinct. Whenever I did lose or someone didn't want to play against me, I went back to Mortal Kombat.
I didn't play Killer Instinct until Killer Instinct Gold, and then I understood the combo system a little bit. And I played that only because my boyfriend at the time, when I was in the 10th grade, my boyfriend at the time was really into Killer Instinct. And if you're listening to this, David, yes, we're talking about you. We played Killer Instinct a lot. I wasn't very good at it, so I tended not to play. But he's really good with TJ Combo, so, I mean, he also played Mortal Kombat, and he played Street Fighter. He plays Tekken and Soul Calibur as well. I don't think he plays a whole lot of Tekken, but I know he plays Soul Calibur. But, I mean, it was, back then, like, everybody was playing Mortal Kombat. Like, nobody didn't play.
Can you name another game that had more violence than they did?
Thrill Kill.
How many people you know played Thrill Kill?
Not that many unless you went to
E3. That's right.
Well, Virgin's Thrill Kill got canceled right about 95, 96, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember thinking, now why would anybody want to play this mess? Hey, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang's fighting game had a whole bunch of violence in it, too.
It did. But it was also in the shadow of
yes.
Everyone that's already been on Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, War Gods.
War Gods.
That god awful game. Yeah, War Gods.
It had violence.
Oh, Eternal Champions.
Well, Eternal Champions was.
Eternal Champions was awful.
It was.
But it was.
The gameplay is. It did have lots of violence. But it's the gameplay there. I mean, Mortal Kombat, anyone can pick up. I mean, you got satisfaction. You ran up there, you punched someone in the face, you seen blood. Now, I'm not saying you can go out in real life and punch someone in the face and you see blood, especially not as much as Mortal Kombat, but I just know watching boxing matches...
And you're stupid if you do.
I just know watching boxing matches, I see a man get jabbed in the forehead, he's still there. There's no blood. So, Mortal Kombat just took the next step. At that time, I think people got tired of... Not necessarily playing Street Fighter... But I got tired of...
Saccharine sweet Street Fighter.
Beating people in Street Fighter because they wanted to defeat their enemy. Not knock them out. But they wanted to absolutely kill them. So what better way is you beat someone down. It's all over and you hear this guy in the back. Finish him.
Well, you got to remember also, it was a very violent time in America.
When is America not violent?
Yes, but I mean, America was just violent. You had the L.A. riots. You had, what else? What else went down in 92? You got people running around talking about gangster rap music.
Yeah, school shootings all over.
School shootings and carrying on.
It was fine. But they want to blame all that on video games.
And the Buffalo Bills probably went to the Super Bowl. That was a violent time in America. Actually, I think in 92, I don't remember. Did the Buffalo Bills go to the Super Bowl?
I don't recall.
I remember they went in 91. That was like part of that. We go to the Super Bowl 4 straight years and we lose every time. I know, I want to say the Dallas Cowboys won in 92, but I think it was in 94 that they won.
Yeah.
I want to say it was in 92 that the Bills went to the Super Bowl and lost for the fourth time. So, it was, yeah, I mean, that was a violent time in America, man. All kind of crap was happening. I mean, what other time could you have a redneck from Arkansas, cool redneck, mind you, who, you know, was really awesome, become president? That means, I mean, times were changing then. I mean, not to be a Bob Dylan song, but times were changing. Like,
he smoked but he didn't inhale. who wouldn't vote for?
I mean, so, like, all kind of stuff.
Look at Marion Barry and you ask yourself that question.
Yeah, Marion Barry was on top right about then. Boy, when you can have a crackhead and running your city, yeah, you... Times are bad. Times are real bad. So, yes, Mortal Kombat could have probably, like, you know, taken over and established his foothold in. It's just... I look at Mortal Kombat now and I'm like, what is, this ain't even the same game. Like, I don't even play anything after 4. Matter of fact, I don't even bother to play 4. But I definitely don't play anything after 4. I remember playing Deadly Alliance and I watched the opening cinema and first of all, they killed Liu Kang. Just in case you know, spoiler folks out there don't already know that. They killed Liu Kang. I was like, what the hell? You killed Liu Kang? I know they were talking about killing him off in 4. I got that.
You played 4. It was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Truth I got told, it.
I got tired of his ass in the arcade.
Wah! 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 I like Liu Kang. Wah! Liu Kang was the everyman for the tournament. I liked Liu Kang. I did. I liked him. I liked the character style. I liked what he stood for. I mean, I liked the character. But I was like, you don't kill your main man in 5. True. You don't do that. True. You make the jump to 3D and you're going to tell me all of a sudden now, this dude that done got you all kind of players to your franchise, you're going to kill him off? That's like killing Ken Masters in Street Fighter when you go to, what is the 3D Street Fighter? Street Fighter EX. Yeah, that's like killing Ken when you go to Street Fighter EX. What? You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. Well, Capcom would do anything like
Capcom
that.
Capcom would never allow them to do
what
that.
What you gotta understand, Mortal Kombat's about violence. So, I can see that happen.
I was not cool with that. I thought that was a very, very stupid move on their part, and it cost them, because nobody really liked any of the 3D MKs. Okay, I'm gonna be the first one to just put it all out there. Nobody really liked them 3D MKs, and
I liked Armageddon.
Armageddon was ass. I was just like, okay.
Mortal Kombat versus DC, I have to admit, the combos that you have to do on there, and the fact that they teach you combos on there, I thought it was very creative. The combos you have to do are kind of, you have to be skilled to play. I understand that. I even understand the fact that DC characters, you know, be allowed to have some really, really impressive combos. I appreciate that. I could play it because, man, I don't have my Mortal Kombat fingers anymore. But the stuff that you can see on YouTube with Superman combos,
yeah,
was absolutely ridiculous.
He was ridiculous. He was game breaking.
And
almost.
I sat there and I was like, Ermac was that nasty. Rico was that nasty. What's going on here? But it did sell. Well, I have to admit, it was genius on that part, because although Mortal Kombat had been slowly dying off, had they just went ahead and released another Killer Instinct and no one been complaining, but they slowly died off. But when you release Mortal Kombat versus DC, now you got two types of fans coming. You got the Mortal Kombat fans who's been there since probably 4.
Yeah.
And then you got the comic book fans.
Yeah.
Now, you get those people who know about violence.
Yeah, comic book fans are all about some violence.
You put them together, you automatically going to sell millions.
Well,
But it doesn't help if you're making millions when you're losing zillions.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Midway was doing, and I'm glad they got a home, and I'm glad the Mortal Kombat team has a home with Warner Brothers. I do. I am. I'm excited about that. I'm so happy for them, because they are a talented bunch of people. That whole MK team. I remember when there was only 4 people on the MK team. They're a talented bunch of people. It's just, it's like they started grasping at straws and nobody could quite figure out where to go once John Tobias left. So, and even before John Tobias left, it was kind of like, so what are we going to do with this now? we can only go, like, in so many directions, and then...
I think they just made too many of them. They made too many too fast.
They made too many too fast. It was ridiculous. I remember between the time between 1 and 2, there was, like, a year and a half. Okay? Which is about right for a fighting game. About right. And even then, that seemed like the longest year and a half in the world.
I just didn't get used to 2 when 3 was in the arcade.
Well, 2, I remember 2 had been out for a while before they came out with 3, though.
It was. But, if you're trying to master every character in 2, and you didn't have it at home...
Yeah, see, that was the difference. I had it at home, yeah. So that's how I managed to master everybody.
So it took a lot longer, so I just got to the point that I could play with everybody. Oh, I got this one over here. Let me try this out. Oh, I got button combos now? I got to wait. You mean I got to press the button and he's doing the combo? You mean, well, you know, Killer Instinct, I can just press one button and he hits you 4 times. Now I got to do it each one manually?
Yeah.
I'm going to get carpal tunnel playing this game.
I loved MK3.
But I played it.
I played it so much. I played it almost as much as I played 2. I played 2 a lot. I played 2 a whole lot. But, and if I really, I have to be in a certain mood to pick up MK now. But now, if I'm going to play it, I'll play 2 first and then I'll play 3. I can't play 3 and then go back to 2. It's, the difference between 3 and 2 is ridiculous. So, it's, 3 is one of my favorite games, but my biggest gripe with the later series of stuff was when I first picked up 5, and I was trying to give it a chance. I went into it with an open mind. But when I picked Scorpion and went in training mode, and I looked at the move list, and they had changed Scorpion's spear, I was like, okay, no, this is not going to work. No. No, 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 no. No, I'm not playing this. This is not even Mortal Kombat. And I never picked it. I played Sindel later on. I tried Deception. I really did. I tried it again. And... I didn't like what they did to the characters. I didn't like the art style. I didn't like the... It just seemed cheesy and like they jumped the shark, to use a TV term. They jumped the shark with 4, I thought. I mean, 4 was... 3 was really kind of pushing it, but 4 really kind of just pushed it on over the edge. 5 was just unnecessary.
I like 4. I thought 4 was very comical due to the fact that you could throw these huge, giant skulls at people and hit them dead in the face. Or watch the normal Midway AI, who automatically know everything you're doing when you press the button, who knew you were about to pick that up, and sidestep before the object even gets there, and still running forward and do a combo.
Yeah, I didn't...
I like the fact that Shinnok being the main person, if I was trying to get Mortal Kombat 2 movie out of my head, trying to get Annihilation out of there.
He's in Annihilation.
Yes, he is in Annihilation. So I didn't want to remember anything about Shinnok as Raiden and Shao Kahn's father.
I mean, I could understand maybe Raiden's father, but not Shao Kahn's father.
So, Shinnok being the main voice, main character at the end, I want to run up and beat the crap out of him. Lo and behold, he has the spear that reaches halfway across the screen. And what does he do with it? Is he going to stab me with it? No, he's going to sweep me with it. He sweeps me over and over.
I don't know. I like the music in Mythologies. And when you got the Shinnok, I liked that music. Because that music was awesome. I was like, alright, Dan Forden. You make that money, boy. I don't know, Shinnok was kind of like a take him or leave him character. I like Quan Chi, because Quan Chi was ridiculous. And if you watch the outtakes of Mythologies with Richard DeVito as Quan Chi, it is hilarious. That actually made Mythologies funny for me. I thought it was, well, I mean, it was an okay game. It was an okay game, but it was, when I watched the outtakes of it, I thought I was about to die laughing. And Richie DeVizel making these god-awful funny faces and saying these things that, you know, darn good and well, they would have probably said in the game, but they couldn't because they would have got an MA rating. But, I don't know. Mortal Kombat. For me, Mortal Kombat, I like to remember Mortal Kombat in its purest form.
Trilogy.
Trilogy, yes. Because I have a ridiculous combo with Human Smoke in Trilogy. I'm actually really good with just about everybody in Trilogy. N64 Trilogy, mind you. I'm pretty good with just about everybody, but I have a ridiculous combo with Human Smoke in Trilogy. Starts out high kick, high punch. I think that's how that would. No, low kick, low punch. Yes, low kick, low punch. That pops them up. Then you jump up, do a jump punch with high punch. Then you do a teleport punch. Then you land, throw your spear.
You sure it's not low kick, high kick, high punch?
Mm-mm. It's low kick, low punch. Because okay. Ermac has the same combo. Anyway, you land, throw your spear, and then you do your ground combo. It's like 9 hits, 45% damage, I think. That's how that works. But, yeah, I took a lot of time to research and play Trilogy. I think Trilogy, if Trilogy had come out in the arcade in place of 3, that would have helped Mortal Kombat. It wouldn't have hurt it, I don't think. But, I don't know. I tend to not acknowledge anything after 3. 3 slash Ultimate slash Trilogy. Because, I don't know, I just didn't like 4. I could not get into 4.
4 was good. I enjoyed 4. I mean, how often do you see someone rip off someone's leg and beat them down with it? Gratuitous amounts of violence.
I don't know. It just was kind of...
Then you have Fujin on there. Using the wind to lift people up off the ground and slamming them down on the ground. Kneeing people in the chest. Not just one knee, but double knees in the chest.
Yeah,
And what was the deal with Kai running around with his on his hands?
Yeah, I don't even know what that was all about.
He kicked you in the chest. They had this thing about hitting people in the chest in 4.
Yeah. I don't even really know who that dude is. I kind of halfway know who he is, vaguely. I don't know. I don't know. 4 just seemed, like, really silly and cartoony. And that's the whole thing about Mortal Kombat. It's silly and cartoony to begin with. But it definitely... It just got into the realm of weird. And that's saying a lot coming from me. I mean, you know, somebody who played a lot of Mortal Kombat, it definitely started getting into the realm of weird. not in a good way either.
I thought gameplay wise, it was more closer to 2 when you have to do your manual combos. I didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, that part was cool. I didn't have a problem with that at all. I didn't like people sidestepping my stuff, though. That was making me mad.
It was 3D. What were you expecting?
That was making me mad, and I didn't like the art style. I don't know who decided using the Zeus engine was a good idea, but that art style looked like crap.
But it didn't get them banned.
No, it didn't. I prefer my motion capture artist. I do. I love the look of 2. 2's look was great in arcade. I can look at 2 right now and just, you know, that takes me back. I can even look at 3. I even like the art style of 3. Pilot swap ninjas and all. I like the art style of 2 and 3. The art style of 1 was really interesting on the pre-rendered backgrounds and all. But, I mean, I like the humble beginnings of Mortal Kombat. I don't like what it's become.
I think it's going okay. It's just, I think at the end, they were trying. DC, Mortal Kombat versus DC was a really good idea. I mean, there was very few other options they could went to. I mean, except for killing off Mortal Kombat and making up a new game.
Which John Tobias tried. Mm-hmm. Tail Fang, anybody? So, didn't quite work.
So, I think they're on the right path. There's just things the economy have overwhelmed them like everyone else.
Oh, yeah. Midway was not immune.
So, I think they're on the right path now because now you're with Warner Brothers. Hopefully, we'll get a great Mortal Kombat movie.
They could possibly finance Mortal Kombat Devastation.
That's true.
Which is supposed to be the third movie.
They can even do their own TV series now.
Yep. Hey, they have Mortal Kombat Conquest, which actually wasn't bad. It was actually not bad. It was pretty good.
It wasn't bad, but they didn't have that many seasons of it.
They only have one season.
Yep.
And I really wish they had done more, but like everybody dies at the end of that series.
Thank you, TNT, for showing them over and over and over.
Yeah.
I got Mortal Kombat now. Because watching TNT, you watch Mortal Kombat movie. You watch Mortal Kombat Conquest. After Mortal Kombat Combat Conquest, you had Mortal Kombat movie. Then you had Conquest again.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Wash, rinse, repeat. Yeah. So, we might throw in L.A. Law.
Hey. So, TNT was the first one that showed the MK, that showed the making of the first movie. Which, the first movie is one of my favorite movies, actually.
It's a pretty good movie.
It was pretty good. Like, I liked the first movie. I especially liked how they didn't forget where they came from. Cough, cough, Street Fighter, the crappy movie. I mean, they didn't forget where they came from with Mortal Kombat. And I was so excited to go see that movie. That is one of the highlights of Mortal Kombat. It was actually not a bad movie. It was pretty good, actually. For it to be a video game movie, it stuck close to the source material. You knew who the characters were. You weren't sitting there guessing who this was supposed to be. You know, the music was pretty good. The soundtrack's really good. The first soundtrack.
I just figured it out. Annihilation was supposed to be full of gratuitous amounts of intros. Because that's all they had. Everyone was showing up out of everywhere.
They had characters. They tried to mix 2 and 3 and 4. And
at the beginning of the movie, they showed everyone at one time.
Yeah, I didn't even understand that. I missed the beginning. Man,
Shao Kahn shows up. Raiden fights with Shao Kahn. You see Shiva, Montaro, Sindel. Did you see Sindel then? I can't remember.
No, they hadn't resurrected Sindel yet. She didn't get resurrected. Actually, she's not even supposed to get resurrected until much later.
I can't remember. And then they just start randomly showing people. You seen Cyrax in the movie? Because, you know, they're part of the death squads going around killing people.
Which Cyrax was not. In the game, he was not. He was a Lin Kuei ninja that was changed over to a robot as part of the first wave.
A mess up Zero showing in like he's Iceman, just come sliding in out of nowhere.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I really thought that was interesting. And I really didn't. They kind of sort of told you. Like, that was the only thing that really stuck to the game storyline, except for Sindel being resurrected and at the end, her being.
Johnny Cage dying off within the first minute?
Okay, Johnny Cage does actually. Well, it depends on who you talk to, because originally in 3, he did die in the first. He died pretty early on, before the events of 3 even, like, happened. Like, the actual in-game events of 3 actually happened. He gets killed by the extermination squads. But Johnny Cage, like, he wasn't supposed to die in the first 5 minutes. I didn't even understand that. I was like, if I was the dude playing Johnny Cage, I would have just walked off set.
2 million. He did walk off set after they killed him.
If I was Lyndon Ashby, I would completely ask for someone to just disavow any knowledge of the events of that second movie that shall not be named. Because Lyndon Ashby made Johnny Cage. Like, now I can't think of Johnny Cage without thinking of Lyndon Ashby and Daniel Pacino. I can't. I just can't. Well, and the fact that he dies in 3. But, you know, they tried to retcon that, by the way. They tried to say that he never actually died and went on to where he was supposed to be going and coming back.
It was a dream made up by Mario.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, according to, I'm serious, according to John Vogel, who has been with the team since 1, they retconned the fact that Johnny Cage died in 3. And I was like, Johnny Cage died. Y'all said Johnny Cage died. He got killed by the extermination squad.
Not only did he die, but you see his tomb.
Yeah, you can sit there and see it in the background in the graveyard that says Cage.
You can see it.
Yeah, I was like, come on, y'all, he dead. Don't be mad just because Danny Pacino don't care about y'all no more. I mean, like, you're not hurting anybody but yourselves.
The Johnny Cage fans.
Well, the Johnny Cage fans didn't care about Mortal Kombat after that. So, I mean, they was just like, whatever, screw them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really wish that Mortal Kombat would get back on track. Because
they are on track.
I'm hoping Warner Brothers is going to hook them up. They're going to give them a decent movie. They're going to get John Tobias back in the fold. And they're going to be like, look, Edmund, look.
I don't know why they're getting John Tobias. They have to give him gratuitous amounts of money.
Yes, they would. They would have to give him a lot of money. But, Ed Boon himself has come out and said on his website, if you go to noob.com, by the way, he's come out on his website and said that he has no problem, like, working with John Tobias again. Like, he, you know, was excited that he may possibly come back to Midway before Midway, you know, imploded. So, I don't know. I wish that, you know, they could recapture the old days and, like, just, you know, make a Mortal Kombat game that I really want to play. I really would like to play old school Mortal Kombat. Of course, they can never go back to, like, 2, but I really would like to be able to play some old school Mortal Kombat where, you know, Scorpion Spear makes sense. And people aren't being killed off, you know, just for the sake of killing them off. Because, you know, even though they done led your franchise for the first 4 games, you know, I don't know. It's not cool. I didn't like how they killed Liu Kang, and I didn't like how they killed Johnny Cage either. I kind of understood Johnny Cage, but my thing was just get another actor or something. You wound up doing that anyway with 4, so I don't know. And actually, with Trilogy, they got that dude, Chris Alexander, for Trilogy. I mean, just, like, get another actor or something. I don't know. I really wish they could go back to the good old days of Mortal Kombat, where it was actually fun to play and, you know, gave me something to do. I don't know. What do you think?
I think the only way they're going to do that is they have to put out 2 versions of Mortal Kombat. Because as of right now, since they've gone 3D, they got entirely too many fans now. They can't go back. It'd be like saying, hi, we're in Namco. We released Soul Calibur in 3D. But now we want to make it 2D for those people who only like 2D games. Would you like to play this Soul Calibur with 2D? Those who say yes, here's your Soul Calibur. Those who say no, here's Soul Calibur. So, I don't think they can do that. Now, right now, it's not enough funds for them to put out 2 games like that.
No, they can't.
What they could do eventually, they might pull out a Mortal Kombat, an earlier version of Mortal Kombat style of game out, where it's just 2D. But, I mean, even Street Fighter's pretty much got the 2Ds locked.
Yeah. They pretty much got that locked.
Most Americans you talk about fighting games, most of them want 3D. So I don't think it's gonna go back. Next way you'll see them have the 8-way run.
Yeah. So, okay. Any parting thoughts on Mortal Kombat? You want to drop some knowledge?
My parting thought would be, Warner Brothers, you have always done me well. I always smile at you. You make good stuff. Please, please, for the love of tokens, make a Mortal Kombat movie or a TV series or a game. Maybe Mortal Kombat versus, you know, Bugs Bunny or something. Anything.
Mortal Kombat Jam.
It'll be pretty good. Hey, they can even make another Mortal Kombat adventure game. Maybe a Mortal Kombat RPG.
Oh, Lord.
You can call it Combat Fantasy.
Look, Money Oom already been cornered that market with Dead Fantasy. And he no longer works for Midway.
Combat Fantasy. So, that's my only thoughts right there. I think, honestly, Midway was on the right track. That was on the most logical track I can think of. And just because of the economy and everything, they're in good hands now. So, they'll build back up. Their names will be on it. Mortal Kombat will keep going on for, I don't know, another 20, 30 years.
You think so?
As long as there's a Warner Brothers, there's probably going to be a Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Well, as a big MK fan, I'm kind of hoping that Mortal Kombat will get itself together and find a way to recapture that glory that they once had the lockdown on, in terms of drawing people in and getting people to play that style of game. I'm hoping that Warner Brothers will give them some leeway. Let them be creative and see what they come up with. Give them a chance to be themselves, the quirky, K-loving guys that we know at the MK team. Next week we're thinking about doing possibly we may have special guests in the form of Jamie again. Depends. He really feel like donating his time for us for our third episode. Hopefully it will be able to, we'll be able to sit down and talk about one of our favorite systems. That would be nice in retrospect of its upcoming 10th anniversary, even though it's defunct now. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope to see you with us next week. Thanks for listening.